Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. After Easter this past weekend, what a wonderful time of year celebrating Jesus Christ. Amen. And we celebrate Him every day. Every day. His mercies are new every morning. So every day really is a celebration of Him. We don't need holiday. I mean, we don't have to have a holiday because it's like, this is just amazing. Celebrate Jesus Christ. This is Jim. Wonder in Reality. The wonder of a relationship with the Almighty God, which for eternity we will never be, we will be in awe of. So 100 years on the earth, what a privilege. And then the reality, where He's with us every day in the ups and downs and the and all. It's the reality of Him and His again, that can't be put into words either. I wanted, just as a message of encouragement, hopefully, that a walk with Jesus Christ, it's as normal and natural as just breathing and the ABCs and 1, 2, 3. I mean, it is just, it's what we were intended to do. It's the, you know, we've had all these misconceptions. He made us for Himself to walk with Jesus every day from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory, from one glorious revelation to another. Amen. And if we serve Him, here's some things Jesus is revealing to me, and I just want to at least get Him, say Him. When we serve Him, you know, it's just incredible the potential of what God Almighty promises us, that He will honor us. If anyone serves me, Jesus said, Him my Father will honor. And then also another thing, ministering to Jesus. I just heard a great message from a great man of God. Ministering to Jesus. When we worship Him, you can be alone or you can be in a service or with other people. You can still worship Him, just you worshiping Him. Glory to God. And when we do that, He ministers to us. That's incredible. I mean, we give Him just ourselves and we get God Almighty. So that's something I want to touch on in some messages coming up. But I wanted to get this, I've been rehearsing this, but I want to just go ahead and say it. You know, all these misconceptions, here's four of them. We thought it was religion, and it's a relationship. It had nothing to do with religion. We thought that it was boring, that it was, oh, a drudgery. You know, oh, I've got to go to church, and I've got to do, you know. When really, the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, amen. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, amen. He's the most exciting, dynamic person in the universe, none compare. Like His beauty, His majesty, His glory. And that's what we've missed. That's why I want to continue emphasizing that, to build hunger in anyone who will listen. We have missed it. We thought that it was complicated. We thought it was just incredibly complicated and complex. And it's not, it's simple. Jesus even said, you must become like a child. But it's just simple. It's, you know, one example is Jesus says, just believe. I'm working on that. We all are. But just believe. He said, only believe. He also could just believe. You know, fourth one, we thought that it was difficult. We thought that it was 100 years of striving on our own to try to be like Jesus. And it's not, it's easy. His yoke is easy. We're all working on that. No, you know, no one ever arrives fully. Well, maybe you will. Somebody might. Perhaps someone listening will be that person who just, you know, I remember reading in a book, he said, one day somebody's going to come along and embarrass everyone, believe the word of God and embarrass everybody else. You know, the promises are exponentially infinite and beyond what we can ask or imagine or think. And so we just should walk in Him. We need to walk in Him today, just for today. He wants to make it easy for us. He wants to put His Holy Spirit in us and cause us to walk with Him. And how do we get to that point? Seek Him with our whole heart. And we will fall deeply in love with Jesus, who's so beautiful, so merciful, gracious, so giving, so patient, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. He is, Jesus Christ is the Word of God says the image of the invisible God. It's really hard to put it into words, but really, He's God Almighty. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the world. So, more soon. Thank you for listening. Blessings.